Last week, Penny Holmes, director of the ARC Incorporated in Troy, joined us to talk about the Juneteenth screening of a feature film about trauma and resilience. Penny has been instrumental in bringing trauma-informed practices to the Capital District through several different organizations. I'm delighted to say Penny joins us right now to tell us more. Welcome, Penny.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me.
No, I'm delighted to have you. I was so interested last week as we were preparing for our other interview to hear about your work in this trauma-informed area. I almost feel like we should turn trauma-informed into a noun rather than an adjective. But can you tell us what is that? What does that mean, trauma-informed?
Trauma-informed, it's really focused on that there's trauma that you can have and don't even realize in your youth that you bring into your adult life. That's it in a very simple form. And how I got involved with it is I was brought on by CEO to, which is the local nonprofit, to oversee the One Troy Esprit funding. And what that particular funding is, was money that was given to the city of Troy to go into the North Central community and to sponsor projects throughout the community that would benefit the community that had the input of the stakeholders of the community. And one of the programs that was funded was trauma-informed. That was something that the community wanted because they knew that there were a lot of issues that stemmed from childhood trauma that led into their adult life. And so we brought on Lisa Good, who's a known specialist, local specialist in trauma-informed. And she led a whole charge within the community, offering different workshops and opportunities to come out and talk in the school districts and within some of the community meetings. And it was powerful. It was really, really powerful, which led to the movie showing this weekend of Sunshine Circle.
You're making the emphasis here on childhood trauma. And I think that there's a distinction, a meaningful distinction. If you experience a traumatic event as a full-grown adult, your brain is already developed. You have an adult's understanding of the world. Certainly trauma is trauma, and it's
absolutely a
but you have more resources as an adult to try to get through it. Whereas if it happens when you're a child, it interferes with the regular development of the nervous system and the brain, and it changes the way one's ability to interact in the world and produces all kinds of unfortunate outcomes for individuals, for families, and for communities. And this is what came out in the event that you organized last week. So you have, so in your work doing that, I'm wondering now, you had told me the other day that you had worked in, hadn't you also worked in Albany and Schenectady?
Yes.
And then you came back to Troy. Can you tell us about your path in this work and the kinds of, maybe go into a little more detail about the specific kinds of programming that you were helpful with?
Okay. I started off actually at the Boys and Girls Club in Albany. Mm-hmm. I was the chief professional officer for almost 20 years.
Wow.
And working with youth from ages from kindergarten up to 18 years of age. Mm-hmm. And I actually left to raised my own child. I had a child a little bit later in life. Mm. And when I was home for a couple of years, I said, I'm ready to go back. So when I went back out there, I was working at the Hamilton Hill Arts Center. And my charge was the same, cultural events, looking at the community, seeing what input we could have. Mm-hmm. And at that time, I was led to bring cultural programs within the Capital District. Mm-hmm. And so ARC is which I'm very familiar with. I grew up in New York, still had a great relationship with the founders. And I said, hey, let's bring some cultural enrichment programs into the ARC program. And also they had the ARC Community Charter School. So for me, this is in short, like full circle, because I grew up, I was a child in this program at 8 years of age. And now I'm overseeing the operations of it.
Oh, wow. So tell us more about the ARC. I've got to say, I'm completely ignorant. I know nothing.
Well, the ARC is a cultural enrichment program that was founded in a public housing authority, the Troy Housing Authority. And what we offer is enrichment programs, from mentoring, from nutrition to parenting programs to homework assistance program. We did a lot of work during the COVID because of our children being out of school. So we ran full day programs. We run summer programs. A lot of it is really looking at where that child is and how we can empower them, as well as the family, and being that linkage. And we're now housed back into the housing authority, which we were away for a while. So not only did I come back home, we came back home as an organization.
So how many families do you serve, or how do you ever you quantify the extent of your reach?
Well, we're a licensed program, and our program currently has, I would say, close to 60 students. Mm-hmm. We're looking to open up another site within a public housing site. But along with that, we're working with a lot of the local organizations like Team Carol, Snug, CEO, Trip, and so forth. So, you know, one thing that we're looking at now is what makes that child a full circle. So we're looking at from their education to working from housing needs to nutrition needs. What, you know, to make that child really centered is to make the family centered.
Mm-hmm. That is, Sina, do you have any, are you curious about anything in particular here?
Well, you're mentioning a lot of really amazing organizations that we have also worked with, Jerry Ford and Team Hero and Trip. And how do you find support from the community? What are some really important support systems that you find is really unique in this neighborhood?
You know, I think the support come from a lot of the organizations that are here, that they've been here. We've been around since 1978. So I think it comes from the families we serve and that we network with each other. If it's something that I can't handle, I know if they need housing, I can call on Trip. I know if there's some issues going on with young teens, I know I can call on Jerry to assist with that. I think it's just a very strong grassroots community that we have, and we have all implement having our residents and stakeholders be a part of our decision making. And I think that has been instrumental in a lot of what we do.
And how important are these support systems? You're talking about childhood development. How important are these really strong childhood experiences for healthy adulthood and creating better ecosystems in our communities?
You know, it's very important because I think, you know, oftentimes we don't realize we carry our childhood into our adult life. And if it wasn't handled when we were young, many times we don't realize, oh, that happened 30 years ago and it's coming back to light now. The light bulb goes off. So I think it's very important. And, you know, and a lot of our children are going through many issues. So it's important that we have that village around them, because someone in that village may be able to reach them when the next person wasn't. You just never know. It's the simplest thing.
Well, we appreciate you so
much. I see that every day.
We appreciate you coming on to talk with us. And hopefully you will come on again. Your neighbor from the sanctuary just around the corner.
Yes, we are.
So thank you so much.
I would love to.
We'll look forward to having you back. Thanks, Penny.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me.
Penny Holmes, director of the ARC Incorporated in Troy, just around the corner. And this was a conversation around trauma informed. So thank you so much.
Thank you.